The scripture is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 to 13. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of His glory you may rejoice with exultation.
네, 수련회를 통해서 나타나는 기사와 표적들, 놀라운 역사들을 여러분들 뵈면서
And through the summer retreat, I saw that you were full of happiness and joy of the Holy Spirit. I'm not really good at expressing things, and I don't really... I'm not the kind of person who can express all many things, many emotions. But I said to Senior Pastor, I was really impressed so much and touched very much. And I couldn't stop shedding my tears at the scene. And in the campfire, while watching the Senior Pastor singing, he made this comment, you know, beginning from the first level of faith, he wanted to plant faith in us at each moment. And I was very touched by his love. And you were there feeling every love, all the love that was shown there. Love of the Father, and I hope you will run towards the Holy Spirit without any stop. The title of today's message is Test. The general meaning of test can be check the progress and you evaluate your work. Your work or your talent. And I was thinking about how many official exams there are. And for national certificates, there are 190. And for technical certificate, there are 520, and for civilian certificate, there are 84. So, if you take these exams, level by level, grade by grade, there are more than 800 exams. And when you go seek a job, you have to do the interviews, and also even when you get married, in some dating websites, you have to give your official documents of your transcripts and other official documents too. As you go through the elementary school, middle school, high school, and college for 16 years, you take so many tests and exams. And towards the end of the message, according to how you studied, it'll affect your effort in trying to go into spirit too. And that's what I will talk about it towards the end of the message. And whatever you're doing, whether you are trying to get a job or get into college, you must make yourself qualified according to the guidelines, according to the standards that they have, that the colleges and companies have. Just for this temporary world, momentary life, we are being tested so many times. But by going through this momentary life, we will get things eternal. And we will have to live unimaginable period of time, eternity. Nowadays, they live a little longer, they say, 80, 90, or 100 years. They live on this earth. And after this short period of time, as you go into your life after death, you will live forever. And within this, in this short momentary life, we are deciding what we will have, and we are being tested to decide what we will have in the eternal life. So we can see how much we have to try to get these beautiful, wonderful things. And in order to gain this beautiful place, we are taking this way of faith. And above all, in order for us to live with our beloved shepherd forever, now we have a clearer goal. We want to go into the New Jerusalem. And we have this more earnest hope than before. So we can understand how much we have to try, even much more than the worldly people. The unbelievers, they try so much to gain the things of this world. But to gain things eternal, eternal things, we can understand how much you have to, how much more you have to try. Even when I was in school, you know, we would say when we were studying for the college, you know, they say if you sleep 4 hours, you'll pass, and if you sleep 5 hours, you'll fail. Even the worldly people say something like that. And I think a senior pastor is giving us all the answers. So we already know the answers. And when we take the test, we can just write them down properly. You know, in the world, we have some good lecturers. You know, they know what kinds of questions will come out in the college entrance exam, and they are paid a lot. So similarly, senior pastor is giving us all the questions and answers. So we already know the answers, so we can just write the correct answers in our tests. In James 1:13, God says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am being tempted by God.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone." So it's not to say, "I am being tempted, I am being tested by God." God doesn't give us the test. We are tempted, and we are tested by our own evil. Sometimes God allows for us a test of blessing, trial of blessing, but in most cases, they are caused by our own evil and by the accusations of Satan. James 1:14 says, "But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust." Psalm 78, verse 18 says, "And in their heart they put God to the test by asking food according to their desire." 1 Timothy 6:9 says, "But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge men into ruin and destruction." You know, you are not tempted by because of something. It's because of your own evil, your own lust, your own heart feelings, your own evil feelings, ill feelings. Most cases. So, if you are being tested now, many people say, "Oh, I will pass the test." Many of you were saying, telling me that, "Oh, I will pass the tests well. I will get to it in the conclusion too." Those who are really well prepared, they don't even think it's a test. And those who are not prepared well, you know, they are nervous and, you know, final exam is coming up and will I pass? But those who are really going with faith, those who really love God, They don't consider these things as tests. Whatever is given to them, they just seek the will of God. And they try to understand the heart of God. And they don't think like, oh, what kind of test will come upon me? How will I pass that? They wouldn't think this way. They wouldn't think in this way. So they are tested and tempted by their own evil. Nobody wants to be swindled out of their money. Nobody wants to be conned by anybody. But why do they get conned? It's because they don't walk the right way because of their own selfish desires. Otherwise, if there is no weak point, or if you invest in this area, you'll get double of something. Some people say, some people say it's not people who cheat others, but it's the money that cheats the people. So they make investments. And whatever the kind of business or investment, of course, everybody says you will succeed in the investment. Nobody says we have this much percentage of failure. But as you listen to them, it looks like it'll go well. You will get a lot of interests. So because of your selfish desires and greed, you will fall into difficulties. There was a man who was doing a business, making an investment. And as I saw him, he had the great dreams. When Grand Sanctuary is being built, he wants to do even just one pillar in the Grand Sanctuary. He had this kind of dream since childhood. And when the senior pastor was going to overseas crusades, he wanted to give the senior pastor the offering, missionary offering, in so much amount, like in a suit. Briefcase, full of money, full of a briefcase. A briefcase full of money. But when he heard about this investment opportunity, he went to that site, and there was a law, there was this circular rainbow. So he was convinced that he was going to succeed, and now he had put up his house as a collateral, and soon he fell into a hard, difficult situation. They follow their own lust, their own greed, even though people tell him not to do that. It's not that God is putting them up to this test. It's their tripping and stumbling. Because of their own desire, those who have a lot of resentment in their heart, they don't have specific reasons, they just resent. Suppose there are two people, two persons, their senior buys them two beautiful dresses. And in Korean saying goes, somebody else's bread looks bigger. So when I see objectively, because this person is more resentful, this senior is taking extra caution for this person. But when the gift is given to them, that person's dress looks better than mine. It's not about whether she really likes it or not. It's whether the kind of style, kind of dress that she likes it or not. She just thinks somebody else's is better than her own. And she is getting less than what the other person is getting. The flesh can never be fulfilled. No matter how much you give again and again and again, those who want to receive flesh, in fleshly way, their heart can never be satisfied. But in spirit, even though you don't take things as your own, for yourself, when you give, you are satisfied, you are happy. So the heart of spirit is satisfied and happy by giving. So when the senior pastor is always happy giving to people, you know, some elderly senior citizens, when they don't have, they can't afford to have a new tooth. When senior pastor helps them, and when he hears from these people that they have a new tooth and, you know, implant, and they can chew well and they are happy. When, upon hearing these things, you know, senior pastor here himself sheds the tears of happiness. Nobody can say God is giving them any test, because it's because they are just evil. They have just have to accept the fact that they are evil. It is not that God is testing them. It was the case with Saul. Nobody made him arrogant. You know, whatever he had in his heart was revealing, was being revealed by when in proper in those circumstances. So let us look back on ourselves. Oh, don't just say, oh, God is giving me this test. God is giving me this trial. In those cases, you can realize that it's my evil. Oh, why is my child giving me a hard time? Oh, is this also a test? No, that's not a test. It's because you are evil. It's flesh. You have these fleshly attributes. That is why you are in that kind of situation. When you accept it and change yourself, you can pass the tests more easily. You are causing tests on yourself because of your own evil. But also, sometimes through these tests, of course, God doesn't give us the test, but enemy devil continually accuses us not to, to prevent us from having faith, to make us disappointed, to make us get discouraged. But through the Holy Spirit and through many men of spirit and Holy Spirit, God gives us the strength and courage to overcome those situations. When tests have come to us, we first have to, we can check our faith. Through the test, we can check our faith as to where our faith is. 1 Thessalonians 3:5 says, "For this reason, when I could endure it no longer, I also sent to find out about your faith, for fear that the tempter might have tempted you, and our labor would be in vain." The enemy devil and Satan always tries to make us stumble. But through these times of tests and trials, God is lifting up, God is increasing our faith. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, "Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves." You have to test your own faith. Examine. You have to examine yourselves. So, and you have to pray to God. And you also have to pray to God. Father God, please check me. You shouldn't be afraid of tests. Oh, what kind of trial will come upon me? Will I be able to overcome? Will I be able to pass it? You shouldn't be afraid. If you lack faith, you have to pray that God will let you see your own faith as to where it is at exactly, so you can increase your faith, so that you will understand. Otherwise, you don't know where you are at. In 2011, since the leadership conference, we have been given the measures of faith. When we first received the measures of faith, many of you, I think, were, some of you were discouraged. Some of you were surprised. Because you thought, oh, I'm doing my best. I'm faithful. And I'm sure I'm at least at this level. But you are much lower than you expected. And I've been advising people around me, you know, you have to change this, you have to change that, you have to change these deficiencies of the body. But they say, oh, that's my personality. And they just live, keep on living as they want. And they receive this measure of faith. They are only at the beginning stage of the third level. And now, only now they understand where, which level of faith were they're at. Before, they used to think they were on the rock of faith. They were close to the rock of faith. Most cases. But as you can check your faith through the grace of the shepherd, yes, we can examine ourselves. What kind of blessing this is? There was a person who was just coming and attending, coming and going to and for church. But from one day, he began to pray. She began to pray. And she could examine herself. Before, she would understand herself. But now she says, I didn't know I had this much anger, temper. I didn't have temper before, but as I prayed, I can see this temper in me. The temper is coming up as I prayed. So I said to her, it's not that temper is coming up because you pray, but because you pray, you can see the temper that you couldn't see before. You are always getting irritated. You're always living a self-centered life. You are always seeking your own. And when you pray about those things, now you understand, you see yourself. It's not that it didn't exist before, but it's just that you are seeing it. Of course, sometimes it is not seen usually, and when you pray, you can see it. But in most cases, you do that all the time. It is already there, but it's just that you didn't realize it. Realize you had those things, but now God gives you this grace so you can, God opens your eyes so you can see them, see yourself. So through tests and trials, you can check your faith. You can check the level of faith that you have. So tests and trials are very important tools to be able to, for you to be able to check your own level of faith. In the Friday online service, Pastor Sujin Lee also said, you know, she talked about deep things. And to be, for us to pull out the root, just imagine a tree, you know, to pull out the roots, it is not easy. And because it's hard, what do? You just cut down the branches. When the branches come, you just cut them off. But when going towards the winter, you cut down the branches of the trees. But when the spring comes, you know, these branches spring up again, you know, they grow again. Because it's hard to pull out the roots, you just cut down the tree, I mean, branches. So you still think, oh, I tried so much, I tried to cast off these sins. I think I have cast it away already, but it's coming up again. Many of you say, I cast it off, but it's coming up again. But it means you didn't cast it away. You were just cutting off the branches. So you have to check whether you are really pulling out the roots, although it takes a longer time, and you have to expend more effort. And if you just try for a day, 2 days and 3 days, if you just keep on trying, you'll be able to do it. But because it's hard, you know, you just don't do it. You say, because flesh is weak, you don't want to hear that you're a fleshly man. So you just hide yourself. You just cover yourself. You have to reveal yourself, your weaknesses. So even after pulling out the roots, when Cedar Pass the first had the Galilee prayer house, sometimes I went to put some flowers in the garden. And you have to filter the soil. Filter. And these little roots are also filtered by this filter. So those who are in spirit and to be able to go into whole spirit, you have to make yourself so clean and so pure to make yourself very gentle. And until you go into that level, you have to keep on going. But because it's hard, you know, it's hard to pull out the root of the evil. And you just sit down at the tree, and when some branches come up, you just cut them off. I hope you will check whether you belong to this category. And you'll be able to pull out the roots of evil. Psalm 139, verse 23 says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. I hope you will be able to make this kind of profession in the sight of God from the bottom of your heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. Try me so I'll be changed. You shouldn't be thinking, oh, is this a test? How will I be pass it? I hope you will be willing to change yourself. And also through the tests, you can make your faith grow up. Psalm 66 verse 10 says, For you have tried us, O God. You have refined us as silver is refined. Also Psalm 26 verse 2 says, Examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and my heart. The first point about the test is that you can check your faith. And the second point is that it is a blessing to increase your faith, to make yourself, make you better. So we can, one of the best examples is Job. Job 1:8 says, The Lord said to Satan, Satan brings accusations. God said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered him? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil. God recognized him for being blameless and upright, fearing God and turning away from evil. But Job, Satan was accusing Job before God. Satan said, but put forth your hand now and touch all that he has. He will surely curse you and curse you to your face. But Job passed this first test. In one day, he lost everything he had. Even just a short period of time, not even in a full day. All he had, everything he had, was lost. All his servants were killed. The fire came down from heaven and burned all his possessions. And before the man finished talking about this, another man came and said all his children were killed because the roof fell off on them. And as they were making these reports to Job, even before they finished talking, each of them finished talking, possessions were gone, servants were killed, and everything was killed, and his children were killed. And yet, he made the sacrifice to the Lord God. And Satan, again, so God said, did you see him? He still gave thanks. And Satan, again, accused him. Job 2:5 says, However, put forth your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, he will curse you to your face. So God allowed it. But he said, God said, do not touch his life. So from his head to toe, he had these painful boils. And I don't understand, I don't know how much of a senior pastor's pain you'd feel just before I came up to this altar. Sister Da Kyung Song was talking to Mrs. Lee about the senior pastor, what senior pastor was going through. He wouldn't, his training wouldn't stop even for a moment, and he wouldn't have any strength. And it's been quite some time since Senior Pastor's family didn't have a vacation together. And sometimes when we tell them, let us go on a vacation together, but he didn't have any leisure in his mind. Maybe, you know, when the money comes in, because of the, for the kingdom of God, he didn't have any room or any leisure in his heart to go on a vacation. He continuously marches on in his trainings. And I hope you will also take after the faith, his faith. And Job was in this kind of pain, with painful boils. He was struck all over his body, and he couldn't just scratch with his fingers. So now he had to scratch. And just by having a little bit of cut on your skin, it is so painful.
이제 그렇게 악창이 나고 그 고통을 받게 되니까
And as he was suffering so much
모습들이 발견이 됩니다. 하나님을 원망하고 해와 달을 원망하고 저주하고
His evil was revealed. He was cursing God. He was cursing his birth and
원망하고 이렇게 해 나가는 것들을 보게 됩니다. 그러나 하나님께서 그의
And he was cursing everybody. I mean, his parents and everything. But as God showed him, let him realize that he was evil, he changed himself. He cast away all his evil and he became such a proper man before God. And why would God allow for Satan to bring to him these tests? Because God knew that Job would pass them very well. God says He will give us the test that only the test that we can pass. He doesn't give us any test that we cannot pass with our faith. So He allows for us tests that only the tests that we can pass with our faith.
아버지께서 그 마음의 근본에 있는 악들을 발견하게 하시고
So God let Job realize the evil that was placed deep inside his heart so he could get rid of them and his faith could grow up. So through those tests, he was blessed. Double portion of what he used to have before the tests.
And
he lived 140 years and towards and he received much more, many more children too. And God, the Bible says his daughters were the most beautiful in the land. And God gave him such blessings. God always gives us the tests that we can pass. He doesn't give us what we cannot overcome because it'll only be burden to us. We will suffer. That is why he gives us only the tests that we can overcome. And if you have that kind of faith, whatever test you are going through, you can give thanks and rejoice and you can just pass. Overcome everything. One of the reasons that God gives us tests is to increase our faith. So thirdly, through the tests, God gives us blessings. This is the real reason why God gives us tests. The tests have to be something like this. Oh, because of your own evil and the untruths that you have, the Satan is trying to make you stumble, and you cannot really have your faith increase through this kind of test. The kind of test that God really wants is the test given by God Himself so that it will be only completely be our blessings when we pass. As I said, those who are prepared in their studies, they are not afraid of exams. But those who are not prepared, those students who don't study diligently usually, those who just play around, hang out with their friends, and if they don't study hard enough, and they will be afraid of exams. Oh, I have to do it well, and sometimes they cram overnight, but they cannot really. Maybe they can get some grades in the test, some points in the test, but they will soon forget everything they studied. Hebrews 11:17 says, By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. So this case is when God gave him the test to give him blessings through this summer retreat. God gave us the tests so that we could increase our faith. Through the rain, and as Pastor Dong Chuxin said in the Sunday morning service, and if that man was a little wiser, when the one who talked about this rain, maybe, probably he had this thought, but if he had been a little wiser, he could have broken down his fleshly thoughts. Suppose even from the shower, or even from the tap, if you close the shower, will the water stop right away? There is some remaining water that comes out. Isn't it the same with the clouds, the rain? Why didn't the rain stop right away? Because there was the raindrops that were in the air. Can they just disappear into thin air? Those raindrops that were falling, they were still falling. If that man had a little bit more wisdom, he could have broken down his fleshly thoughts, and God could have increased his faith a little more. And like a kind of joke, in the past, I was raised from by in the senior pastor, and I had seen so many people get healed. And when I read the Bible, the Red Sea was parted. I never thought about how, but as I grew up in my young adulthood, and those who were asking, those who were doubting, how did the Red Sea, how was the Red Sea parted? So I would say, God says He parted it. What do you mean how it was parted? How was it parted? God said it, so it was parted. What do you mean how was it parted? But the worldly people, those unbelievers, they have to, you know, kind of, they have to prove it with science. If you just believe it, you can see the work of God without utilizing any thought and just completely by believing in God, completely trusting in Him completely. Just say yes and amen all the time. Then you will have more understanding of God. Understanding that is coming from God. So for you to have faith, please do not utilize any fleshly thoughts. As you heard in the Friday Olight service, Pastor Sujin Lee put an emphasis so much. Just say yes and amen. So that your faith, I hope you will, your faith will grow up. In case of Abraham too, God gave him this test. And when he was receiving this test, his only begotten son Isaac, he got this son at the age of 100. And God said, God promised him, you will have so many descendants through this son Isaac. And God was telling him to offer him as a burnt offering. I don't know what you would have thought. Oh, is this a test of God? Maybe you could have thought that. But in case of Abraham, he didn't even think it was a test. Because God told him to give him. He would just give him. Because he believed in God, who could even revive the dead. Or he could have given him something much better. So he didn't utilize any of his fleshly thoughts, and he just obeyed the will of God. So he did give his only son Isaac. So he tied him up, and he was about to kill him with a knife. And the moment, he didn't even think that maybe God will stop me. He just went on, and at that moment, Abraham's faith was confirmed. And God told him to stop. And God explained to him that your faith is confirmed through this test. So when we receive tests, it has to be this kind of test that will bring to us a blessing so that we'll be so happy. Yeah. So through this test, God should be able to give us blessings as much as He wants. If that's the case, what kind of blessing it would be for us? This is the kind of test that we have to go through. Other tests, yes, we have to pass them quickly. Let us pass them quickly so that we will be able to receive the kind of tests given by God Himself that will bring to us only the blessings. Now, let us think about how we are preparing ourselves for these tests. And let us think about how we were studying when we were students. Really studying hard? Did we really study hard, and are we really leading a good life in faith, or we didn't really prepare for the exams and we are doing the same thing even in the faith? Some people, they give up taking the test when, you know, those who were at the lower bracket, and they just guess everything. They just give up on their tests. Rather than trying to solve the problems, they would just guess and pick any number. But what kind of people will give up their test? You know, compare yourself. Because of This is because of that. I was not loved. I was raised in difficult situation, difficult circumstances. Will God love me? Those who think these unnecessary things, they are the ones who give up on their tests. They don't try to do well on their tests. You know, they put the blame on their circumstances. Because my house is noisy, you know, there's a TV turned on outside and I cannot really study. And let us check if you are doing the same thing in your faith, whether you are ready to take the exam or you just already gave up. You are not even thinking of getting prepared to take the exam. I believe none of you really gave up like that. But those who didn't participate in the summer retreat, I believe you are not really ready to take any exam. God gave us these tests. This is not even a test. If you really have faith, and you are sitting there, you wouldn't think, oh, if senior pastor prays, oh, God has stopped the rain. You wouldn't think these things. You are sitting there, oh, what kind of glory will God show to us? You will think these things. Oh, because senior pastor prayed, oh, the rain will stop. This is more of a, oh, this is a test. Oh, I will pass with joy and thanksgiving. I will not use any fleshly thoughts. This is not the kind of thought that you would have if you really had faith. So let us check ourselves as to what kind of attitude we have before we take the exams. Maybe, you know, 10 years ago and recently, some people, they keep on saying the same thing. They are workers. They're leaders. So they should try to try to lead the church members by sometimes letting them know the truth. But although they are leaders, they should be receiving some kinds of advice from pastors so they can change themselves. But they just hide themselves from these pastors. So I told them, please do not hide yourself. Because you are leaders, you have to change yourself even more than the church members. Shouldn't you receive the advice? And they were saying, I was they were scolded by their parents a lot, and they had many kinds of circumstances. Of course, as senior pastor said, senior pastor never really scolded us or beat us. But in my circumstances, I was, not by him, but I was scolded many times. But to my belief, I believe corporal punishment is needed, is necessary for children, for little children. I hope you will not pinch them in the bathrooms or in the sanctuary. You know, it is to make them feel control your children with the spiritual authority. Spiritual authority is that you have to keep your promises to your children. Once they can trust their parents, they will follow you, whatever you say. But because you haven't gained the trust from your children, they don't listen to you. In case of Pastor Sujin Lee, Miyoung Lee, and Migyoung Lee, we can never go against the senior pastor because he is living by the word of God completely. And he has been only teaching us to live by the word of God. He never directed us or commanded us to do anything. So whatever he says, we have to obey along with love and respect. I hope you will also become a powerful parents with the spiritual authority. That is a very important hallmark that you have to do. To go into spirit, for you to go into spirit. And as I said, these leaders, they were always hiding themselves from pastors. You know, they put the blame on their circumstances. Oh, my living environment was like that. And there are sisters, two sisters, the elder sister and younger sister. And I never thought they were sisters. But the elder sister says the same thing. In a certain meeting, she cannot say one thing. You know, she cannot say anything. They have the same kind of shyness. So she gives the same kind of excuse. She puts the blame on her environment too. For them to, you know, you have to, when you, when you try, your faith will grow up. But otherwise, without trying, you cannot prepare yourself for the test, for any test. So through this, I hope you will check whether you are preparing yourself. You are already prepared to be able to pass the test. And for you to be able to pass the test very well, you have to know where you are at now. One of the reasons why we go through the tests is to check our faith. So maybe in final exams or sometimes at the beginning of the academic year, sometimes you take the tests. Some teachers give the test to the students. So the teachers can understand the level of academic achievement of each student, you know, without telling them that they will have a test. So to checking your faith, you know, checking which subject you're good at and which subject you're not good at. Which subjects you're studying and which subjects you're not studying. You have to understand. You have to understand these, all these points, so that you can increase your achievement. I mean, sometimes you are sitting on the desk, sitting at the desk, or you think, you keep on thinking, I have to go into spirit. I have to go onto the rock of faith. I have to go onto the rock of faith. But you don't give thanks. Somebody tells him, give thanks. Okay. But soon he stops giving thanks and he begins to complain. He begins to say negative things. And it's like just sitting at the desk, but not studying at all. You are sitting at the desk, but you are daydreaming. Oh, I want to play these computer games. I want to hang out with my friends. You are sitting at the desk. You have your books open, but your mind is somewhere else. I hope you will check whether you are doing the same thing in your faith. Oh, you are saying, I have to go into the rock of faith. I have to go into spirit. But with your lips, you say negative things. You complain. Please check yourself. You have to be very objective about yourself in order for you to improve yourself. You have to check whether you are daydreaming or having idle thoughts. You are sitting here to pray, but if you are thinking, you have to check if you're thinking, oh, my husband should earn a lot of money. I want to give a lot of offerings to the church, but my husband is incapable. He doesn't make so much money, and my children are not as good as those children in the neighborhood. It means you are not studying. You are just daydreaming, and you are praying something that is useless. So please check whether you are really studying hard. Properly studying. Also, you are studying, but you are studying something that is unnecessary, completely useless. That is, some people going onto the rock of faith, of course, you all pray, but you learn the Word of God and you pray. You summarize the love chapter. But you are getting angry. You throw temper tantrum. And if somebody asks you to help them. And don't you see I'm summarizing the Word of God? And you get angry. And what is the use of summarizing the Word of God, learning the Word of God? This is to study something completely useless. If you are summarizing love chapter, you have to check yourself with the Word, whether you are seeking your own or you are seeking the benefit of others. As I mentioned, this seeking your own. In some, when you share some food, for example, there's some little sausages, and the number of sausages is fixed. You already know how many it's there. And when you share this many sausages, and you share with everybody, and so, there are some people who eat a lot of it. They're not really aware of themselves, of their own behavior. It's, of course, they're seeking their own in their nature.
But
something amazing is, when that happens, somebody takes a lot of the numbers, there's a person who can eat at all. So one time I distributed the same number. What happens is, the one who was eating a lot, eating fast, even his portion is not being reduced. Why? Because it's his. His portion is already given. So he controls his speed. So seeking your own. Do not think that, I'm thinking of others too when I eat. In these small areas, there are so many things, so many occasions where you seek your own. And a senior pastor, because in consideration of others, once we were eating gim, this seaweed. Now once I, because of the oil, I put it on the table and the senior pastor pointed it out to me. If somebody else saw it, they could feel it is dirty. And it's because he was teaching us to consider others all the time, being selfless. All our thoughts must be for the benefit of others. But those who are seeking their own, you know, they don't just realize it. Even if, no matter how much I explain to them, they don't just understand it. There are many people eating together in the same table. And if everybody is eating together, they should eat at pretty much more or less the same speed. But if you just finish eating, you just get up and leave the table. I finished eating, so why do I have to wait here? Why do I have to waste my time? It'll save my time. It is only, you know, he's seeking himself, seeking his own so much. So if he just gets up and everybody else has to finish eating, kind of, also, once he finishes eating, he puts his bowls into the sink. And those who are eating there, won't they feel kind of nervous? And still, this person says, why do I have to wait for others? Isn't it the waste of time?
Then,
so, I hope you will check yourself in each area, each aspect of your life, whether you are trying to please others, whether you are making others happy, or whether you are just pleasing yourself. Then you will be able to change much more quickly. If you constantly check yourself as to whether you're seeking your own or you're seeking the benefit of others, and if you do these homeworks, if you do these studies, I hope you will check all these things, whether you are You know, do not just think about the things that you are doing well. Some people, they are faithful. They do voluntary works. Sometimes they bring many people to the church. But everything, in the sight of God, everything must be in harmony. You excel in some portions and you don't excel in other things. You don't do that. If you go into spirit and towards Holy Spirit, you will excel in everything. You will, those who have strong self-righteousness. Oh, you might be able to say, I will give my life for the kingdom of God, so I'm good. You shouldn't be saying that. You should be able to think as to whether you can accept everybody else who are weak too. Also, you have to check what kind of weak areas you have. Oh, just like I gave you this example. Oh, everybody, many people are summarizing the word of God, so you are doing the same thing. But as you receive the measure of faith, your faith hasn't grown up yet at all. The summarizing and the writing the word of God itself is not the important thing. The important thing is to cultivate the word of God in you. Of course, you have to pray and learn the word of God. That is the basic, most basic things. You know, doing a lot more. You shouldn't think about doing more things, and you shouldn't think that you are doing well. What is the point, whole point of doing all those things? The point is whether you sanctified your heart or not. Do not think about the things that you are doing well. Oh, you are good at the PE, physical education, and you're good at art. But you are not good at English and math. And this English and math will bring down your average so much. Rather than getting 100 in PE and art, getting 80 in every aspect is better for your average. So thinking like, I'm good at this, and how come I get only this much level of faith? You shouldn't be thinking that way, but you have to check your weak points so that you can increase, you can make these weak things better so that you can receive average faith. Those, one of the persons who is close to 80%, 80th percentile of third level, she came with a serious face and asked me, you know, I realize more evil than before. So her mind is kind of wondering if she is doing well. So I said, you are doing well. Why? Because as you get closer to spirit, you become more sensitive towards evil. And you become more delicate towards about goodness. In the past, you were insensitive and you wouldn't recognize whether something is evil or good. But now, even little trivial evil looks bigger now. That is normal procedure. Before, in the past, I used to live a good life in the world. I didn't have so much evil. But as you listen to the word of God, you know, you realize that all your deeds were evil deeds. And as you cast off all these evil deeds, you think you have come quite a distance. But as you get closer to spirit and as you get closer to Holy Spirit, you become more and more sensitive about evil. So sensitive about evil. So even with the little form of evil, just because you couldn't love the other person so much more, you feel more embarrassed. You feel sorry much more than before. So you try to accomplish, cultivate goodness in you much more. So when I said that, her face turned bright and she was going well and her faith also increased the next time. So as you contemplate on yourself, as you realize something, you pray about it to pass it, just increase your faith. How many people are there around you, those who are in spirit and higher? And how many things can you learn from them? And if you learn from them, you can just say yes and if you obey with yes and amen, you can also go quickly. But if you don't obey, if you don't accept other people's advice, it'll be slower. If you give excuses, and there are so many excuses and reasons Once I give one advice, they give three, four reasons. So I told one of them was, just say yes 100 times. And she'd say yes 2 times and she'd go back to old habits. And if you keep it in mind and think about it again and again until you accomplish it, they just forget about it in the midway. Those who are good at study, those who get good grades, one of the characteristics is nowadays maybe there are some things, you know, you have to send them to Hogwarts and cram schools. In the past, they say, you know, those who do the previews and reviews will get good grades. And whatever you will learn in the school, you preview them. You listen carefully in the school and you pay attention to the, in the school and you review them after you come back home. And it's the same in school. Oh, I studied so hard without sleeping. It's not that, that's not the proper way. You know, you do the previews and pay attention and do the reviews properly. As from the senior pastor, we are receiving all the answers to all kinds of questions. He explains everything. He puts them down all to the, all the bits and pieces, and he gives them all the answers. He gives us all the answers. You know, senior pastor wanted to raise Pastor Myung Lee as a mathematics professor. And within such a short period of time, he would teach her about the next year's math subjects, the titles, you know, whatever she learned the next year. So it'll be so easy when she learns them next year in the school. Before the opening of the church, we had a small house. I remember there were these awards, academic awards posted on the walls that the Pastor Myung Lee won. But if you just think about what you're good at, you cannot improve yourself. Those who are really good at their studying, what do they seek after the test? You know, they look for the questions that they got wrong. How come I got this question wrong? How come my answer is wrong? They analyze that question. They analyze their own answers. And until the next exam, they keep it in their mind. Just check yourself as to whether you are doing the same thing. I told one of the people, just say yes 100 times. And so keep it in mind. So say yes 100 times. She would do that a couple of times and then she would stop. So I couldn't help her any longer. You have to try to analyze yourself and look for the weak points and try to improve yourself. So let us check whether you are, please check whether you are just thinking about the good things, the things that you are doing well, and forgetting about the weak points that you have. If you can really realize yourself through the messages, or you're thinking about of other people when you listen to the messages. And I hope you will have proper energy. You'll be prepared for any kind of test. Those who are really diligently, continually studying, they won't be afraid of exams or tests. They'll be rather happy. The students, they know they will please their parents. If they get 100% in their exams, they will please their parents and they won't be afraid of the exams. And many people said they were telling me that they would pass the test well. And do not try to pass the test, but just look for your weak points, improve them all the time so that you will be really pleasing in the sight of God. Even though you have such a good gun, such a good weapon, such good bullets, what are the bullets? They are the words of God. And the weapon, the gun, is, suppose it is prayer. Even though you have such good gun and bullets, They're not useful at all. Even if you have both of them, if you're not trained, I haven't been to the army, so I'm not sure, but you learn how to manage your break, you know, how to manage your, how to maintain your weapon, you know, to clean it, and you have to get the basic training as to how to operate your gun. For the war that is not certain, you are being trained. You know, people, the soldiers are being trained all the time for imaginary war that is not happening. In spiritual sense, also, let us be prepared all the time. Let us be trained all the time. You know, not just memorizing and not just praying. All the, not saying that though you prayed a lot, but please do apply the Word of God in you, to you, actually. Before senior pastor, most of you say, give irrelevant answers. And the third person would understand that that person is giving an irrelevant answers, but that person himself wouldn't really realize it. And for you to train yourself, what kind of, what do you have to do? You have to train yourself in your everyday life, to your husband, to your wife, to your children, to your parents. You have to train yourself. You have to keep on thinking continuously. Is it irrelevant answer or not? Do I really answer the question? When sometimes, in Korean people talking, you know, you talk about the procedures, but there is no conclusion. So, do not just miss all those things. Do the previews and actual class and reviews so that you'll make the word of truth as yours completely. Cultivate them in your heart. And you should be ready for any kind of test and be able to say before the Father, I can pass any kind of test, you can give me any test. So through this message, let us think about how well we are prepared for any kind of test, whether we have the faith to pass any kind of test. So let us check ourselves and cultivate this kind of faith. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Heavenly Father, thank you.
We heard some
things about this test, and let us be prepared for any kind of test. We shouldn't be tested because of our own lust and greed and evil. But in any case, let us pass all kinds of tests with faith so we can be pride in your sight. Let us seek the benefit of others. Let us try to find our weak points, realize our weak points, and improve them. Lord, thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. We received a prayer for the sick of senior pastor on the video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires, laying your hands on your chest. Hallelujah, Almighty God, God of love, lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan and all diseases, germs, and viruses and infirmities, go away. Light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. all contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis. Be loosened, get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away, light come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.